For the first time in 2 months, PM has been able to interview a member of the Libyan opposition inside the country's capital, Tripoli. The Libyan army and secret service make it extremely difficult for anyone to speak freely on the phone, but a man who calls himself Cordoba has devised a way around the restrictions. Cross-checking has verified much of what he says. Cordoba spoke to Jess Hill.
I'm not calling from home or any place. I'm driving my car right now because if they are tracking me, they will not catch me.
The conditions were strict. Cordoba would open his phone for 15 minutes at noon, local Libyan time. I wanted to be as sure as possible that the person I was speaking to was actually in Tripoli and would provide reliable information. The Libyan expat who gave me Cordoba's phone number is a student in the UK. I asked several of my trusted contacts what they thought of him, and all reported that he was basically reliable.
I told you that it's not my real name, Cordoba, and I'm trying to change my voice. This is not my real voice. Also, this number is not mine. It is for an Egyptian person. He left Libya.
Once I had recorded the interview, I sent the audio to one of the most high-profile Libyans on Twitter. He has family in Tripoli and said the interview confirmed what he was hearing from them. Cordoba told me that he had been involved in the revolution since protests first began in February.
I am a doctor. He gave us an order that we shouldn't treat the revolutions. Only we should treat the army. They are militia, not army. We saw them and we catch some of them from Chad, from Niger, from Algeria. They are not even pure Libyan. I was shot in the fourth day of the revolution of 2 months ago or more. I have a bullet in my chest.
I asked him what daily life was like for him in Tripoli.
Gaddafi is enforcing everybody in Tripoli. If you refuse to fight with him, you will be killed.
In February, when protests broke out all over eastern Libya, Fashlum, Tajura and Sugal Juma were the first areas in Tripoli to join the demonstrations. By March, the protests had been brutally suppressed, and there were reports of systematic arrests and killings of men between 15 and 40 years old. Foreign journalists, who are monitored closely by the Libyan government, are forbidden from visiting dissident areas unsupervised. However, in the last fortnight, eyewitness reports have trickled through to news agencies reporting regular protests in these three areas. I asked Cordoba whether demonstrators were protesting peacefully.
Sometimes we get some guns and weapons from the army. We buy it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
By money or by killing some of them. We enforce it to kill. We don't want to kill them, but we are enforced to do so. And we are sorry for them too. Most of them are enforced to fight with Mr. Gaddafi.
So there is basically, Cordoba, there is basically an armed conflict going on in Tripoli.
Every night.
NATO also launches regular airstrikes on Tripoli. The Libyan government has complained that these airstrikes are hitting residential areas and claimed that several civilian lives have been lost as a result. Cordoba says many people in the capital approve of the airstrikes.
I swear to God, they are happy. When we didn't hear the planes, we are upset here in Tripoli. But when we hear some bombing and firing, we are happy and we go out to the streets to express that we are happy.
When NATO airstrikes hit Gaddafi's control centres, Cordoba says, Gaddafi's communications are disabled for about an hour. This gives the opposition a small window to go into the streets and attack army officers and key buildings.
Sometimes we attack the media offices because they are lying on the people. So we try to destroy these offices to stop the lying. And sometimes we attack forces in the street. These forces are militia, not an regular force.
In addition to the threat posed by Gaddafi's forces, daily life in Tripoli is becoming increasingly difficult. Western journalists in the capital have seen miles of abandoned cars in fuel queues and angry disputes with soldiers guarding gas stations. Cordoba says that as the fuel runs out, it will be easier to take on Gaddafi's soldiers.
Because if the fuel run out here, we can move easily. His tanks will stop, his cars will stop, nobody will move. And also the food is running out from Tripoli.
If things got really bad, I asked him, would he consider leaving Tripoli?
No, I will not leave. I will stay here. If whatever happens, if I die, it's no problem. I died for something, and we will be happy. But we hope that we will get him as soon as possible. We get Mr. Gaddafi out, or we kill him. Anything that guarantee that we will live free after 42 years with his iron hand on our chest.
Cordoba, a member of the Libyan opposition movement, speaking to Jess Hill from Tripoli. You can hear an extended version of that interview on our website, in which Cordoba describes how the opposition movement is organizing itself in Tripoli.